Welcome to Continuum. I'm Milton Sherman, Jr. I'm your host today on this weekly program of early music. And today we're going a little ways back. Our program is called A Revolution in the Late Middle Ages, the so-called Ars Nova. Now, Ars Nova in contemporary Latin means new art. However, in medieval Latin, it really means new technique. And it refers to many things that happened in music, particularly aside from the Gregorian chant that we touched on a couple of weeks ago. It's a musical style which flourished in France and in the Burgundian Low Countries in the late Middle Ages, and more particularly in the period in the preparation of the satirical play called the Roman de Falvel, which is from the year 1310 to 1314. A little about the Roman de Falvel. It's really a caustic satire on the deplorable conditions at the courts of Philip IV and Philip V of France and the papal courts in Avignon. The Roman de Falvel recounts the exploits of a tawny ass. Yes, this is a real ass, a tawny ass, the symbol figure of deceit and vileness. This tawny ass was often petted and favored by many people, and as a result, it's the connotation of his name, Falvel, F-A-U-V-E-L, F for flattery, A for avarice, U, or V for villainy, V from verite, from the French, fickleness, E, envy, and lâcheté in French, the final L for cowardice. People would come and curry Falvel, and hence we get our contemporary term curry favor, which actually refers to currying Falvel. And we owe this extremely provocative lampoon to a certain Gervais de Busse, notary in the Royal Chancellery, because in 1913, a friend of the author revised the work, adding a final palimpsest of some solo verses describing in minute detail the marriage of Romain, or rather Falvel, to Dame Villeney. And I had the pleasure of looking at the original manuscript of Roman de Falvel in the Bibliothèque Nationale in Paris, and sure enough, so many of the illustrations in that manuscript do show Falvel being curried and in his role as the head of the state and whatnot. So it's a combination of poetry and pieces of music that we don't know whether it was actually ever performed as such. But we're going to begin our program today with excerpts from the Roman de Falvel as presented by the Klemenchik Consort.
Et la tresse. torches venues, richement et négros et menus. Or sont tous aux torches venues, richement et négros et menus. Or sont tous aux torches venues, richement et négros et menus. Or sont tous aux torches venues, richement et négros et menus.
Yeah.
excerpts from the Roman de Farvel, that satirical poem about the ass who got into high control of everything. And by the way, that recording by the Klementyk Consort under the direction of René Klementyk was, as far as I know, the first recording of any of the music of that manuscript. There have been other recordings, and Music at the Camera ourselves have put on two productions of Farvel, and we're talking about perhaps putting on another upcoming production, but we'll let you know if that, and hopefully will take place. I'm Milton Sherman, Jr. I'm your host today here on Continuum, a program devoted to the that segment in musical history called the Ars Nova. This is primarily 14th century music. And talking about 14th century music, we have two major works that are really works that, when you mentioned medieval music some years ago, these were two works that came uppermost to everyone's mind. They're the first major polyphonic masses of this particular period. The first one, the Mass of Tournai. Tournai is a town in France and was composed specifically for the cathedral in Tournai. And this dates from the years of approximately 1330 to 1340. And it's a three-voice mass. We're going to hear three parts of this mass, still by an anonymous composer. We'll get to another mass right after this that does have a named composer. But from that particular mass, we're going to hear the Kyrie, the preface solo, and then the Sanctus, and finally the Agnus Dei. And we'll be listening to members of Ensemble Organum under the direction of Marcel Perez.
Oh.
probably the most famous of the anonymous three-part for three voice masses of the medieval period, the Mass of Tournai. And we heard the Kyrie, the Sanctus, and the Agnus Dei is performed by members of the ensemble Organum under the direction of Marcel Perez. Truly, one of the first polyphonic masses of this Ars Nova period that we're featuring on the program today. Now, we get to the first mass of this Ars Nova period that is by a known composer. And that composer is known primarily, first off, for this mass. As I mentioned, it was not that many years ago that if you did take a course in medieval music or read anything about medieval music, it was always mentioned that you must listen to the Mass of Notre Dame by Guillaume de Machaut. It is the first early polyphonic mass that is by a known composer. Machaut, by the way, lived between the years 1300 and 1377, and it is from this mass that we're going to hear three more movements. We're going to hear a Gloria, a Sanctus, and the Agnus Dei. Listen particularly at the Gloria. It runs about almost 6 minutes, but the last minute and a half almost is one of the most extensive amens that I know of from this particular period. Members again of the ensemble Organum under the direction of Marcel Perez, the Gloria, the Sanctus, and the Agnus Dei from the Mass of Notre Dame by Guillaume de Machaut.
Oh!
Part of one of the monuments of medieval music, particularly from the Ars Nova period, those three sections of the Mass of Notre Dame by Guillaume de Machaut. We heard the Gloria, the Sanctus, and the Agnus Dei is performed by members of the ensemble Organum under the direction of Marcel Perez. And as I mentioned before, if you study medieval music, you can be guaranteed that this will be one of the things you have to listen to. It is a fantastic Mass, and I'm happy to say that Musica da Camera here in New Orleans were the first ensembles to present a complete performance of the Machaut Mass. That was way back in, 1974 at Ursuline Chapel. And we had done it and two or three other times since that time. I'm Milton Sherman Jr. I'm your host today here on this program devoted to a revolution in the late Middle Ages, the Ars Nova. Just a few pieces of information about the innovations of the Ars Nova. This is basically 14th century music. Harmony, for example, exploitation or exploration and exploitation of three-note chords. That was unheard of up to this point. The divisions of the semibrave, which is a type of note used in writing music, note values shorter than the ones used in Gregorian chant, for example. We started to get notes that were faster and faster. Binary rhythm, rather than rhythm in three, which referred to the Holy Trinity all the time. And this was at odds with the perfection of the Holy Trinity. But now binary rhythm became quite frequent. Indication of meter. How does one know, particularly in these pieces, when you switch from three to two? Was it marked on the music? Well, not quite, but the coloration of certain notes was often used in some of these manuscripts. The use of isorhythm. This is a tenor part, composed first and then applies to the plain chant a cell consisting of a number of rhythmic values. And this cell is often repeated until the plain chant is finished. And usually in some of these compositions, the so-called isorhythm is composed first and then the other portions of that composition are added later. And finally, the organization of the registers. The tenor voice is often accompanied by a countertenor voice, usually of the same range. And with the addition of the two upper voices, these were called the motetus and the triplum, the basic forces foreshadow the later vocal quartet. So these were basically some of the innovations of this Ars Nova period. While we just finished the portions of the Mass by Guillaume de Machaut, we're going to listen to two of his songs, and these are secular pieces, and following that, two anonymous pieces. This is also from the 14th century, and again, we're listening to members of the ensemble Organum under the direction of Marcel Perez.
Oh.
Again, members of the Ensemble Organum under the direction of Marcel Perez. We heard those last two pieces by anonymous 14th century composer, and guess what? They were love songs, of course. The earlier music that we heard, Gregorian chant, obviously was sacred. We did hear from the Mass of Tournai, Mass of Notre Dame, and that satirical poem, the Roman de Falvelle, we began with. Again, members of the Comanche consort there, and we heard the Ensemble Organum and all of these other pieces. This is part of a 10-part CD series devoted to the history of early music. I think that completes about five of these CDs, and we have five more to go. So you'll be hearing more from this series in the upcoming weeks. Hope you've enjoyed this program devoted to Ars Nova. I'm Milton Sherman Jr., your host today, and wishing you a pleasant week.